Previously on the Distorted View podcast.
Right, the monkey future is already here. We don't even know it. That's even more frightening.
I want to let you know I did my duty as a freak and voted for you at Podcast Awards.
Good
However,
job.
I got to tell you, I did it under protest. Because I think you should totally be in the comedy category as opposed to mature for two reasons.
I agree.
There's two podcasts on there that don't belong on the comedy category. There's one of them called, what is that, Magic Milkshake Machine.
Okay.
Well, nominated for the best 2008 podcast, hasn't produced a new episode since March of 2007. What's that bullshit? And then there's one called Cancast. These three guys named Tim, Andy, and Noah, all they do is talk about nothing. They're morons. Their show sucks. No one should ever listen to Cancast. By the way, this is Tim from Cancast. Love your show.
Gotcha, I see. All right, next stuff.
The following vulgar and offensive podcast takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast. Welcome to Tancast.
Yes, welcome, tubby gay people.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the least gay person you know.
Except for all the straight people and half the gay people.
Including all the straight people.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was a hell of a comeback right there.
I know.
I'm going to teach my kid to be that witty. When somebody calls him a name, I'm going to teach him to say, no.
Well, you already teach him that's the best way to repel people hitting on you.
No, pretty girl.
You know what I just realized? Or not, I didn't just realize. I was realizing it a while back that when we say the T in and the A in Tancast, there are two T's and two A's in Tancast. So it's like, I'm the first T in Tancast.
But there's only one N. Noah is singular.
Yep. Yay.
So what are you suggesting, Tim? Should we say that you are the T in Tan, I'm the A in Tan, and Noah is the fucking your mother in the ass and making her smell his finger?
No, I was just, I mean, you know, whatever, it's 24 episodes in. Why change it now? Does everybody have some tan laughs?
Yep.
Pause for music.
Tan laughs!
That's what I paused for.
Tan laughs!
That's the best part. You know the worst part is? My
What's
joke
that?
Every week.
Last week's went over well. The fuckedupjokes.com that you sweetened up because it said bozo?
Yeah.
wife and I listened to that on the way down. Not just that, obviously, the whole show. So this is sent to us by, this first one is sent to us by Ben, who is not Tancast number one fan, but he is vying for the job.
All right.
I don't know if you saw that on the on Tancast.com, but him and Mike were having a back and forth about if he could be the number one fan as well. You know what? There's room for both of you. Lots of room. As in, there's plenty of room in this auditorium for you guys. You can sit in whatever chair you want. You don't have to fight over any particular
chair. You can
all
be in the front row.
Exactly.
You can all sit in our lap.
So I'm just going to pick. He sent me four. He told me I could just pick one at random, so I will pick number three. Did you read Rosie O'Donnell's book yet?
No.
Half of it is on Bush. Half of it is on the president. Hey.
She is a dirty, dirty lesbian.
I think she's a rather clean lesbian. I think she showers at least weekly, which makes her cleaner than Tim.
Oh. Tim
likes,
talking about. Tim likes a ninja shower. He doesn't like to shower when other people are around.
This is very true.
Fucking, I used to live with him. Like, fucking, dude, do you ever shower? And he's like, I just don't like to shower when other people are around.
I don't even shower when my wife's around. I wait for her to be gone.
You are such a strange man. Like, I can understand me because I might jump in and try to grab you or something. If your wife does that, I think you would want it.
Reconcile that last statement with the fact that you are the least gay person I know. Because I say you cannot.
Grabbing you people does not make you gay. I don't know if you know.
Grabbing naked people in the shower
does not make you gay, Tim.
It doesn't make you gay, but you're certainly heading on the road to gay. You are certainly not the least gay person I know at that point.
No, sure. How do you qualify when you jump in, grab Tim, cuff his balls, and try to stick your dick in his ass?
I don't qualify that.
Is that like just, oops, I slipped on the soap?
I don't do that, Andy. I don't know what you
anymore, now that we moved out.
Yeah, never well, did you it. Didn't do that since I started locking the shower door.
Why would I want to grab you?
I put a lock on the shower. The bathroom
wasn't
sufficient.
I can't even find your butthole in the hair.
Hey.
I have to get like a machete.
I trim. I bust out with my Norelco and I...
I don't know what's
sweet Jesus,
in there.
Somebody get to the next joke.
I didn't actually come prepared. I couldn't think of a joke that was funny enough. I wanted something that ended with the punchline, not that Inuit, but couldn't come up with anything good. And I couldn't Google anything good. So, Mike, I think this week we'll just go for a meta joke, and you tell your girlfriend that the punchline was dead baby. That's all.
Andy, everybody.
Give it up. It's going to be in Vegas soon. Go see
give it
him.
Up. Your mom certainly did.
Aww.
Aww.
Noah, something Afrocentric for us?
Sure, why not?
Fried chicken, grape soda, watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
Grape drink.
Tim, oh, yeah. Yo so po, you can't afford the O and the R.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You know what I love about that one? I used to make that joke all the time. Like, I am Poe. I can't even get an O-R.
I would always say I can't afford the last two letters.
Mm.
But, yeah.
I can afford some
I
letters.
I got no butt.
And then some.
Look at you. So, I went and saw Stephanie last night when we came into town. We saw our new place, which is nice. Have you seen it, Noah?
Nope.
Obviously, Andy hasn't seen it because it's, you know... there's no food there yet, so we have no reason to go.
Is that interesting? There's no food or baby for him to eat.
But there's two cats, so I don't know. His vagina should be pulling him towards them.
His vagina.
I hate you guys.
Oh, good time.
There is nothing wrong with a man loving pussy. Cats.
There's something very wrong with a man loving pussy cats.
I've got two of them in the room with me right now. They're my DJs. They're my sound
cut
engineers.
Cut it up on the ones and twos. Meow.
So you liked it, Tim? You liked the new place?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's nice. It's a nice little. You know, she got like good space. Good, you know, the walls are nice colors. She got like a nice backyard and. The cats though, they're all up in your business. Like, hey, like, what? Like, we're sitting on the couch watching Numbers, and the cat crawls in my lap and then starts crawling on my chest and is now, like, a half of a centimeter from my face, just like, what's up? What's up, baby? What's up? I'm a cat. What's up? Hey, 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 meow, hey. I'm like, I see you. You're a cat. I got it. Fluffy and shit.
Yeah, he's sitting there saying, don't you want to pet me?
And I said, Sonic Boom!
Tim is hateful.
He is a hateful, hateful little man.
I pet the cat. It was great.
You're a hateful little man, Tim. Hateful.
Danelle says I secretly love cats, but I'm like, no, I really don't. Because, you know, while they were there, I was sitting there petting them, but, you know, yeah, they're not dogs.
You love cats, Tim. It's okay.
I tolerate cats.
Your vagina pulls you towards them.
Dogs are, like, having... I don't know, retarded slaves. That's the best I can come up with. What do you want?
That was very hateful.
I know.
It was racist.
Cats like having slaves that don't do what you fucking tell them to do.
Cats are like having roommates.
So they're like Native American slaves.
You guys are awful.
Come here, come here.
You know, that's what it used to say in history books, that Native Americans didn't make good slaves, and that's why we killed them.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't do what you told them to do?
That was essentially the implication. They didn't obviously they didn't spend long on it. Like, yep, so we stabbed Sitting Bull in his nuts.
I told him to get me some tea. He said no. I stabbed him in his nuts.
He said, "White man not want tea." "Red man talk in typical racist way from 1950s TV.
Short, choppy sentences. Deep voice. Sound sad. Think 'em a lot."
The slaves kept crying every time we threw our trash out. Well, there we go. There's a minority we have not yet had an opportunity to offend yet in our first 24 episodes of Tancast.
And see, I was trying to with the Inuit joke, and I just came up short.
Inuit? Is that an Indian joke?
Eskimo? They would be native.
That doesn't count.
What, you got something against chubby Native Americans?
I do.
Mm. Tim is racist and sizist.
Well, yeah.
You're risist. Racist. I'm working on it. I'll come back to you with a word later.
Keep it up.
So
gay! Tim is gay! There, I found the word.
All right. Way to go. So is everybody proud of America, huh?
I have mixed feelings about America. Because at the same time that all of the beautiful black people were on TV shouting, "Yes, we did! Yes, we did!" a couple of them were muttering, "Keep those faggots apart."
A couple of them.
70% of them.
Exactly.
I don't know if you guys are deeply ingrained enough in the African-American culture, you know, being that you're both halvesies and kind of outcasts from all, but I've had the opportunity to talk with several other people who are, you know, actually black, not like you guys.
Nice. Way to invalidate our black.
You guys are Obama black. I'm talking about, like, Colin Powell black.
Wow, I thought you'd go for, like, Wesley Snipes black or something like that.
Well, in a couple of cases. In a couple of cases, David Alan Greer black.
Evans.
But anyways, the general consensus is from the friends and acquaintances of mine who have been willing to say something about it is that homophobia runs deep and wide in their community.
Well, that's nothing new. I mean, you just listen to rap music, and you could tell that.
Yeah.
I mean, not that rap music represents all black people, but you can tell that there's a, you know, general homophobia going on. Although,
it tends to be more of a church-going folk.
I mean, it is unfortunate that Prop 8 passed, but, you know, I think it's really just a setback. I don't think, you know, obviously they're not, you know, same-sex, you know, people aren't going to give up on trying to get, you know, the rights to marry. And I think eventually it's going to happen, you know. It took this long for us to get a fucking black president. Just kind of wait it out.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. 100 years from the 1860s to the 1960s. To get all the rest of the civil rights shit figured out, you know, like
someone was
voting,
saying that,
marrying.
Like the black people, like in order to fully feel, you know, part of the establishment, not only did they have to get a president, they had to find another minority to look down upon and keep down.
Aw, that's sad, like cancer.
Yep, which is why I don't believe in democracy, because democracy is 15 idiots figuring out what 25 people should do.
What?
Democracy is 15 idiots figuring out what 25 people should do. And the other 10 people get forced to go along with it.
You mean like majority rule type
thing? Exactly.
Of mob rule.
Yeah, it takes 50.01% of the population to do something like Prop 8, like the other ones that were going around. You know, like the one in Colorado that they were trying to get passed to change when the definition of the beginning of life was at conception.
Ah, yes.
Which, you know, the morning after pill, the rape kit pill, would have invalidated that, because at that point, if conception's happened, it's too late. You get stuck with the baby, young crying girl. You know, if 50.1%, not even of the people who got up and voted for that, it would have completely fucked things up in Colorado. That's the problem with having these state ballot propositions that can do just any fucking thing they want to. I have long been a big opponent of those things for exactly that reason. We don't live in a democracy, we live in a democratic republic for precisely that reason. It's to protect the minority from the tyranny of the majority. And obviously it didn't fucking happen in California this year, or in, what, Arizona and Florida?
And Arkansas.
And Arkansas? Well, whoever it was.
No, you were right, the other two. There were, two other states besides California banned gay marriage, and then one of them made it illegal for unmarried couples to adopt children.
Specifically gay people.
Yeah,
specifically Arkansas. Targeted gay people. Okay, yes, gotcha. See, I was just going for the marriage thing. I forgot about the adoption thing. So yeah, fuck Arkansas too.
Yeah, what a dumb idea. Because the last thing we need is for kids to be adopted. We need as many hurdles in between orphan children and a good home as possible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we just have an overabundance of people trying to adopt children.
Yeah. You know, we have such an overabundance of them that they're just taking them all to Nebraska and dropping them off.
Well, like, and, like, you know, they're like, well, because the ideal situation is, you know, a man and a woman raising a child. I'm like, yeah, but I'll wager a man and a man raising a child is much better than one or 1,500 children in one building where no one cares. I don't know if there's really an orphanage with that many children, but you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's called exaggerating to make your point.
Yes.
If Fox News can lie, I can lie, too.
We already know you can lie, Tim.
And there it is.
Yeah. I can lie down on top of your mother and give her a little hug. Oh, done.
Hey, everybody. Based on the paper-thin walls of the old house that we all used to share, the tan house. Yeah, that's about what it sounds like. That's Tim getting his swerve on. Except
and
he forgot to hit the end and go,
dynamite.
Pop goes the weasel.
Because the weasel has pop. Whoops, I said that wrong. Oh, well. Did I ever get my swerve on with you guys home? Oh, I guess I would have had to. Yeah. All right.
Dude, you got your swerve on at somebody's birthday party.
What?
I think it may have even been yours. No, maybe it was Noah's. We were having a party in the house, and you disappeared into the back and came out like 25 minutes later looking very satisfied with yourself. Like, hey, guess what I did? We all know what you did.
The part of the story Andy's leaving out, I was by myself.
No, Mariah was there.
It took me 25 minutes to work that out.
No, it wasn't Mariah. It was Chris.
Hey, let's air all my personal relationship business on the podcast.
I think Mariah was the only one that was at one of my birthday parties.
Chris wasn't at your birthday?
No, I remember one time we were at Ian's and you disappeared with Chris.
Well, not that much happened that time.
But
just,
I don't remember.
It was just some making out.
I don't remember Chris being at one of my birthday parties, but I could be wrong. I've forgotten shit before.
I remember other Tim and Irma at one of Ian's parties.
Ah, yes.
Got super drunk and then just hear, "Hey, Fuffy!" through the wall.
Thank God I wasn't at that party.
That made Tim sound like cancer.
I know. That would have been so sad for this Tim. It was apparently not very sad for other Tim, though.
Yeah. It seemed like that worked out well for him.
Let's regale all the times Tim liked somebody and it didn't work out.
And it didn't. Well, I don't know how long we have. I have to get to a wedding after this.
You know what I was thinking about?
Nope.
Not that this is anything new, but it'd be fucking crazy to be the president. Like, fucking most of the world knows who you are. That just blows my mind. And like,
it's kind of like having a podcast.
Not everyone in the fucking world knows who we are.
Fucking
Nobody
the Philippines!
Knows who I am. I am highly mysterious.
Germany! Finland!
State Department!
France!
And then State Department!
Guam!
Like, it's crazy how much, their lives are going to change now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially the kids. That would be like...
Yeah, that's the one that I'm kind of worried about. I hope those little girls have something like a normal upbringing. It's basically a foregone conclusion that they won't, but as normal as possible.
I think they'll be all right. I hope nobody kidnaps them. That would suck.
It would suck for the kidnappers. Holy shit.
I just see that as a plot on a if this was a movie, that would be the next plot twist.
Yep, 24.
Yeah. Except, I think there's a woman president now in 24, right?
There is.
Is there?
Yep.
I think
they miscast. They're like, oh, we're totally going to ride this Hillary wave. Oh, shit, strike. We got to put all of our pens down for a year. Oh.
No, they were riding the Palin wave.
Oh.
There's a super old geezer president for 2 seconds in the first season, and then it's the female president.
God, have you guys heard how much shit has come out since then?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's like Fox News was dishing a bunch of stuff, Newsweek was dishing a bunch of stuff.
It seemed like, I mean, I heard, you know, in passing that, you know, they were like slinging stuff back and forth, but I didn't really hear like any details.
Oh, like
she didn't know, she couldn't name the countries in North America.
Yeah, or in, I think it was actually in NAFTA.
NAFTA, yeah.
But, yeah, there's only the three, and we're a third of it, and she lives next door to another third.
I hate when I think of, as a comedian, I hate when I think of a joke right after it would have been, you know, appropriate and relevant. Because I was looking at somebody, and she was sort of sitting there, she was wearing a skirt, and she was sort of sitting there in a way that, you know, not ladylike, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, I think I've just run. What's that?
I said just spread all open for the world to see.
Yeah, not like Sharon Stone, but like I could see. Yeah, anyway, so I was like, wow, I'm now rivaling Sarah Palin's foreign policy experience because I see London and I see France. I'm like, damn, that is not funny anymore. That was it. That's all I got. Oh, and also she didn't know, she thought Africa was a country and not a continent.
Yes. Yeah, my wife heard that one and went, nah, that's got to be made up. I'm like, no, it doesn't. There are people that stupid. Like, seriously, you read the articles about, you know, 40% of American high school seniors can't name X or can't find Y on a map. Oftentimes those things are saying Africa.
Yeah, I heard significant people can't find America on a map. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Isn't that whole thing America? Just that whole...
Like, haven't you ever flipped by the Weather Channel? It's usually America. It's pretty easy to point out.
Yeah, although, look for the thing hand, with a huge ocean on the left-hand side and a penis on the right-hand side. That's America.
I know people think you, like, should know shit just because you live in America, but it's like, half that shit, it doesn't fucking, like, I mean, like, I know where America is, but, like, some shit, like, we're like, oh, can you name all the, you know, the governors? Like, no, I can't name all the fucking governors because I don't fucking care and it doesn't come into my daily life. And maybe,
dude, I can't name all the governors.
But there's, like, things that people think you should know just because you live in America, and it's, like, about the government. It's like, fucking, I don't know that because it doesn't pertain to me. If the fucking president dies, they ain't gonna call me up and be like, who goes next? Who goes next?
But still, like, you can name our governor.
I mean, I know it's the vice president, but it's like, you know, and it's just like shit, like, that doesn't really pertain to your life, and like, why would I care about just because I live here? Like, it doesn't really affect my daily life. I don't, you know.
But still, like, you could name California's governor.
Well, of course, because I fucking live here.
Right,
I mean,
well, that's
I at least somewhat pay attention, but I don't fucking seek
exactly
out
the... We're making fun of the people who couldn't tell you Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor of California.
The Californians who can't tell you that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor.
Oh, yeah, but then also there's people that feel like you should know everything about the government just because you live in, you know, America.
Well, like, if you lived in Canada, you should know who the prime minister is. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you're going to be the vice president or you want to be the vice president of the
United
States,
I do agree with that.
You should know what the vice presidents do.
There's no excuse for that. You should bone
if
up.
You're
that's your job.
If you're going to be the Vice President of the United States, you should know where all of the continents are and what they are named. Preferably, you should know at least a couple of the countries in them, maybe some of the things that are going on currently in them, you know.
Right, yeah, if you're going to be a world leader, you should probably know, if not all the governor's names, but a few of them, the important ones.
Yeah, like the Democratic Republic of the Congo should ring a bell. Hey, maybe they've been in the news recently. Something about genocide.
You know what? She's busy keeping an eye on Russia. She doesn't have time for all this horseshit. No? Fortunately, she can go back to keeping an eye on Russia, and we can maintain the balance up there. I've been worried with her campaigning so heavily. I'm like, who the fuck is watching Russia?
She can work on a bridge to nowhere.
You know what I think we really need to do?
What's that?
Just clean out Alaska. I think we need to start over with a whole new set of people up there. Take all the people that are there, spread them out over the rest of the country so they're in the drastic minority and they can't do anything to hurt us, and put a whole bunch of other people in Alaska. Because it's looking like they reelected fucking Ted Stevens.
Oh, yeah. That is amazing.
There's another guy who's like their one House of Representatives guy who's... Well, there's questions about whether he did it or whether it was his aides. A bill had been signed into law or had been voted and passed by both houses of Congress, and then they went in and changed the wording of the bill to give a developer in Florida like $10 million to build an interchange next to this development that he was trying to build. Not like... the people of Florida wanted this Alaskan guy to do it. It was this developer who was giving a shitload of money to the Alaskan guy, and then all of a sudden the $10 million or whatever it was that was supposed to be for, like, general road work became for specifically the thing that this one guy wanted. After it had been signed into law, before it was sent to the White House to be signed by the president.
Wow.
And they reelected him, too. And they elected Palin governor. So, I'm doubting Alaska. I'm thinking that the Alaska Independence Party. I'm thinking they got the right idea. Either we need to clean it out or we need to let them go.
The vote was surprisingly close for president. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, you know, completely lopsided because of Palin. But I would say, as I remember, it was like 45-47% voted for Obama.
Well, wasn't the whatchamacallit, like, there was a huge difference in the electoral, wasn't there? There was like 300 to 100. So isn't that what really matters?
Well, yeah, and I also think the Electoral College is a steaming pile of shit, and whichever monkey founding father came up with that idea should have been taken out and shot.
Andy, everybody. Sugarcoating it every day. Doesn't want to offend everybody. Tries to, you know, walking on eggshells.
Yep. Calling the founding father a retard. Actually, calling several of them retards because they fucking did that. Now, the Electoral College exists for one reason, to magnify the amount of victory. But realistically, it's bullshit. I mean, you look at the shit that happened in 2000 and 2004. If they counted up all the votes of all of the people, and everyone should count equally, that would have been it. But instead, all you need is, like, you know, I can lose by 40 points in California, but if I win by one half of 1 point in Ohio, I take it.
Yep. I it seems retarded to me, but...
Yeah. You know, the Obama over McCain victory is pretty big, but it wasn't 2-1 big.
What? The victory... What was the last thing you just said?
Okay, the amount that he beat McCain by was like 6 or 7 percentage points. That's not 2-1. That's not 66-33. But that's how the Electoral College shit makes it look.
I see.
I'm just saying, one person, one vote. This Electoral College shit is fucked up.
Yo, mama's fucked up. Oh! There we go.
Oh, she'll come kick your ass because she's way bigger than you. Oh!
I can run.
Tim's a fast runner. He's wiry.
Yep.
I try to catch
him. Especially
when
I'm scared.
My mom is in excellent shape for a woman in her 40s again.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, I was wrong. Alaska was 36-62 for McCain. Percent.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was more of a blowout than I'd anticipated. Whoa! Not compared to Hawaii, though. 70-27.
Yeah.
Motherfuck McCain.
Check out Washington, D.C.
I don't know that I can. Oh, D.C., there it is. Whoa! 93 for Barack Obama, 7% for John McCain. And these are the people who know them both the best.
Poor McCain.
Not really. I'm just being funny.
He's an old fucker.
Problem?
Hmm?
You said fucker, and I said...
Oh, no, I said he was an old fucker.
Oh.
I think we were just having audio issues. I think that we just dumped some of each other's voices.
Dump.
On NPR the other day, they were talking to a woman who was 109 years old.
Wow. I bet you her vagina is dry.
1899.
Wow, like, that's crazy.
She's lived through some shit.
Her parents owned slaves.
So, yeah, they were talking to her because, you know, Obama was president, and she's about to celebrate her 110th birthday. But, yeah, man, just...
Dude, if I was that old, I would celebrate my 110th birthday, and then shortly thereafter, I would celebrate my 110th birthday and first day, and then my 110th birthday and second day.
I actually was thinking that, where they're like, they're going to have a family reunion to celebrate her 110th birthday in a month. I'm like, what if she fucking doesn't make it? She's already living a borrowed time already.
What if it actually was borrowed time? Like, the universe was stealing hours from babies to give to her.
Kind of like,
SIDS makes her
pushing
old.
Pushing daisies.
Kind of like...
Pushing daisies.
Oh, I thought I said pudding babies. I was like...
No. Pushing daisies.
I heard pudding babies, not putting babies.
You haven't seen that.
Pudding baby.
You haven't seen that show, have you, Tim? Pushing daisies?
No.
Well, this guy, he can bring people back to life, but if he leaves them alive for more than a minute, then something else comparable in size dies. So if it's a human...
But he doesn't get to pick, right?
No. It's just random. You know, human dies, bugs, another bug dies.
Nearby plants die.
Yeah, and then he can't touch them again as well. If he touches them again, then they'll die. If he wants them to stay alive, but he usually doesn't.
Yep, because he doesn't want to be responsible for the other death.
Yep.
So he can't touch the other thing that died and bring it back to life?
Nope.
Yeah, that's kind of the dynamics of the show, is he brought this girl he likes back to life, and then, you know, they're in love with each other, but they can never touch.
Ah.
Like, skin to skin. Like, they can touch through other things, like, you know, if they have a glove on or something.
Or a condom.
Yeah, that is a situation where you really don't want the condom to break.
if you even take that chance.
You're like, oh yeah, oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still warm.
So wrong.
Now, what if he jisms on her? Does she still die?
They haven't they haven't addressed the facial in the episodes I've seen.
Well, they need to get honest.
They haven't really discussed body fluids, although I would say that he does talk to her up close, and I'm sure spit has flown out at one time.
Ah, there we go.
I would say body fluids is a negative.
So,
all right, so facial is on the table.
She can put on a glove and give him a quick handy, and it's okay wherever it lands. I heard that show isn't doing that well in the ratings, and it's in danger of hitting the chopping
block. Is it?
That would be very sad.
That's what I heard. I could be wrong. I figured one of you guys would know better than me.
Tim, start watching. Everyone else listening, start watching.
That ought to do it.
People who are in other countries but don't have copies of Pushing Daisies, download it. It is excellent.
All they needed was the Tancast audience bump, and then they would be all set.
Yes, come on, 400 more people. Let's double the Pushing Daisies audience.
It's called the Tan Effect.
There's the Colbert bump and the Tan Effect.
It's called tanning. No, it's the tanning.
Tanning?
Yes. There's the Colbert bump, there's the Slash Dot Effect, and then there's tanning. Oh, and Penny Arcade getting wanged.
What are you talking about, man? What are these words that you're saying? What is going on?
I'm talking about popular things having their popularity extended to other things that they mention.
Uh-huh.
So, sudden rush of influence. There's a website called Slashdot that has a lot of readers. And when Slashdot posts something random about a little tiny site that didn't have any readers, typically it gets swamped with thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of hits very quickly. And it's called getting Slashdotted.
Uh-oh. Did I lose you?
Maybe. I was talking. It's all on the recording. You'll just listen to it later and go, aha, Slashdotted!
Ah, all right.
Or the dig effect.
Yep, getting dug. And then Penny Arcade has got enough readers that something similar happens when they mention a website out of the blue, and they call it getting wanged. And then there's the Colbert bump, which apparently is real, has been proven.
Well, it didn't help Huckabee.
It did help Huckabee. That's the crazy thing. It didn't help Huckabee enough, but it did help Huckabee. I help Huckabee.
I heart the Huckabees.
I heart Helfabee. I heart Eric the Halfabee.
Wow.
Wait, I told you I saw...
All right, I'll wait.
Zach and Miri. I told you I saw Zach and Miri, right? Last week?
Yes, we talked about that last week.
Yes, and okay. Then
stay after the credits. There's something after the credits that I didn't see, so... yeah.
Is it Ben Affleck?
I don't think so.
Well, then fuck it.
Although I didn't see it, I didn't hear any actors I mentioned in it. But it's like I wouldn't ruin it for you. But stay after the credits, check it out. Apparently, the black guy in there, he was arrested for like drug possession, like meth. The guy that's on The Office.
Hollywood is very seedy.
Yes, it is.
He was arrested in your town, Tim.
They got Warwick.
Which one? Culver City?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Excellent.
Ooh, that guy's got some Wranglers.
What are you looking at, dude?
I'm in my mother-in-law's house while my wife and mother-in-law are out doing Lord knows what. And I'm right in front of this big window that apparently no longer has blinds on it or curtains or anything. So I'm just, every so often I see people to and fro, and this dude who just walked by had some very snug Wranglers.
Could you tell whether he was Jewish?
I don't think he was Jewish.
Did you see his nuts?
Fortunately, no. I just saw his butt. It was vacuum sealed for freshness.
So you couldn't tell if he'd had, like, you know, testicular cancer?
No.
Mm.
Maybe you should give a little feel.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
All men Joyce got the nuts. Andy don't. Silly. Quantum of Solace comes out next week.
And you know what's exciting about that?
Nothing.
Daniel Craig.
The new Star Trek trailer is going to be at the front of it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to make some joke.
Oh.
No, what's exciting about that? Absolutely nothing.
Oh, no, I like... I'm looking... Oh, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Come on, Tim. Do it in your girl voice. Do it in your regular voice.
I'm looking forward to seeing James Bond. He's dreamy.
All right, Tim, now do it in your Tim used to be single and was looking for women voice.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing James Bond. Perhaps with you.
I've never heard you talk like that.
Creepy.
To a
oh, man.
Is this the first time they've actually kind of continued like a storyline from a previous movie?
Yes.
I like it. Even Stephanie will go see it with me.
Wow. Does she not, is she not into Bond?
I wouldn't say she's into action movies in general.
I'm sorry, I laughed over that. What?
I wouldn't say she's into action movies in general.
Mm. Really? That's too bad. They're fun.
She'll see some.
Things explode.
She liked the Bourne Ultimatum. That was a good one. Mm-hmm.
That whole series is good.
It was. But yeah, I'm very excited about the James Bond movie. I'll see it opening weekend. I want to go see Rock and Roller. I don't know if it'll be good or not, but I want to see it. I'm a fan of the Guy Ritchie.
You would be.
Yeah. I never saw Castaway or Stranded or whatever that was called.
I thought it was Soarin' Away or some shit like that.
There's another movie came out with that. I don't know if it ever got released, but I don't think it got very good reviews, called Revolver.
Revolver.
That's some good singing, Tim. Not.
Thank you. Oh.
Say something funny.
Boogers!
Something funny!
Boogers is funnier than something funny.
Boogers isn't funny, especially according to Tim's mom.
I have our poo story for the week.
Oh, goody!
Comes to us via my son's ass.
Yay! Thank you, son's ass, for submitting this week's poo story.
Yeah, so Junior got a little
I should make a new sound effect for that. Poo stories!
I think with a little bit of echo, that's it right there.
And then throw some electric guitar in the background.
Yes. Poo story! Ha-cha-cha! So, Junior was a bit constipated, and the wife and I were starting to get a little concerned. He took this tiny, tiny, tiny little poop. It was like a big person poop, because it was like all solid and everything. We're like, that's not right. Should be more liquidy than that. Mm-hmm. So the doctors had told us that if this ever happens, to try giving him, like, an ounce of water. We tried giving him the water. And, by the way, just in case either of you two ever decide to spawn, babies apparently don't like water. Like, they get so used to milk or formula or whatever that when you try to put something in that's, like, you know, tasteless and odorless, they think something's very wrong and they try to spit it back out again. So we put an ounce of water in one of his bottles, figuring it, well, you know, we can measure it on the bottle, and then we know we've given him an ounce of water, and we've done our parental duties. And he may have swallowed, like, one gulp of it and wound up with an ounce of water all over the front of him. So we had to go back and get, like, 3 ounces of water and just keep trying. And my God, he was soaked by the time we were done. Like, we had to change him. And so about an hour later, I hear the, you know, telltale from down below, and I feel the diaper suddenly get very heavy against my hand. I'm like, oh, yeah, it worked. He has been uncorked. So we're like, oh, yay, look at us, we're good parents. So we set him up, you know, we give him a minute or two to make sure it's all over with. And then we set him up on the changing table, and we're ready to start changing him. And as we start to change him and, like, lift his little legs up so he's not, he likes to kick, just like little pistons pumping. And when we undo the diaper, that means he has a tendency to try to kick right into his own pee and or poo.
Ew.
So you gotta, like, grab the legs and hold them up while you pull the diaper off. It's this whole, like, crazy human origami thing that you do. Well, apparently, pulling his legs up vertical while his back was horizontal gave him the purchase necessary to really bear down, and it was like a fucking cannon. We tried to, like, grab one of the wipes, like, drop it over it, just to, like, you know, redirect it down into the diaper. We had a diaper under his ass. We always, always, always do, just in case there's more stuff about to come out. So we, like, tried to get something in the way, and it was just, like, pushing the wipe out of the way, so we, like, kind of held the diaper up to catch everything, because it was, like, firing out and hitting the diaper. And apparently...
Poo?
Poo, yes!
Ew.
Ken was going for distance. Then he burps, and I'm afraid, like, you know, the other end's about to open up, so I, like, look up towards his head, and now I've missed the danger zone in the middle. The little thing that we dropped over his pecker to keep, like, any pee that was trying to come up going back down towards the emergency diaper that we had underneath him had slipped off as he was kicking his legs around while we were holding him up. So his little dangle was now completely open to the wind and the bearing down for the poo launching also got him to void the rest of whatever was in his bladder. And he's now peeing straight up in the air. So it's like a cannon at the bottom and a fountain going straight up. I'm like, if this kid vomits, we've got the bodily fluid trifecta.
Oh, the joys of having a
child.
We
went through four diapers in as many minutes. And we had to wash everything near him.
I think Steph is going to look forward to that stuff.
If we haven't convinced our young listeners to have a kid yet, I don't know what more we can say.
Yes,
well, what are you waiting for?
Steph is making a face at me going, no.
So apparently I'm Andy, and I'm the birth control in TanCast. Girls, keep your knees together.
I know if you can hear that noise, it's me slamming my nuts in a drawer.
Didn't Danelle want to have, like, 8 kids or something at first? Like, when you guys were first dating?
4, I think. Or,
Four,
I don't know, maybe more than, I don't know.
I thought it was a lot.
Maybe it was a lot. You're right. I think she did throw out some insane, like, you know, Little House on the Prairie number.
My wife swears she wants to get, well, she swore she wanted to keep going until we had a little girl. And I told her that 3 generations of men in my family say that ain't going to happen. Apparently we've got mighty and vicious Y sperm or something, and they just kill all the X sperm, because that's all we're shooting right now.
That's quite a gamble to take.
Hers or mine?
For both of you. You could end up with a lot of kids if you went along with that.
I think that, especially after we've seen exactly how difficult one is, maybe in a couple of years we'll go a little crazy and make another, and maybe after that I'll take a trip to the doctor and say, lift the nuts up and go, hey, dude, here's a dotted line, cut along.
You're bolder than I, my friend. I don't want them cutting my stuff, although Stephanie wants them. She's all for it. Of course, they're not her nuts, so of course you'd be.
I just look at it, it's like, you know, getting tubes tied is like major abdominal surgery, and another one is I go into the doctor's office, he shoots a little Novocaine like near my thighs, I flip the nutsack up, he goes in there and snip snip, and then like sews it back down, and my nuts are so
Wait,
full
I gotta hold
days.
My own nuts for my vasectomy? They can't bring somebody in?
No, you get to hold your own nuts.
I want a hot nurse holding my nuts for my vasectomy. Otherwise, no go.
What about your wife?
Just in case something goes wrong, I want the last warm hand on these to be yours, Nurse Roberts.
I want my wife, but in a hot nurse uniform.
I don't
the Halloween kind, not an actual nurse uniform.
You want the busty one where it's very clear that the only thing holding her boobs together is the Red Cross looking tape over the nipples?
Yeah, and the short skirt and the fishnets.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of which, did you... Noah neglected to mention that Stephanie's sister was dressed as a security guard last week when she was dressed as sexiness.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know
she was dressed
as
a sexy security guard. Her tight t-shirt said security, and she had like a baton and a gun.
I wasn't paying attention to all
as
that.
As far as Noah's
when somebody told me that, I'm like, trust me, he didn't read any words on the shirt. He wasn't like, wait, let me do some reading. Where are my bifocals? Hang on a second.
Let me do some research here.
That's how Noah's wife comes to bed. She puts on her shirt that says security, she grabs a gun and a nightstick, she gets in there and tells Noah, look, no funny stuff, fucker.
Speaking of antics in the bedroom, anybody see CSI Thursday?
Have not. Need to.
It is
TV-ed.
I don't want to ruin it then.
Yes, I did.
But I do know that Lady Heather is back, so I can simply imagine.
Grissom. Go Grissom.
Much better looking than Sarah Seidel.
Hey,
exactly.
Sarah's looking fucking rough. I was rooting for him to hit it with Lady Heather since, what was that, first season?
Probably second or third.
That episode was called Lady Heather's Box. box is funny because it can mean vagina.
Lady Heather is a very attractive lady.
And she's a dominatrix. That's a way better story than I nailed one of my coworkers.
Yes!
Well, it could be a good story if your coworker's hot. Sarah Seidel's not.
Dude, you got a dominatrix calling you daddy? Fuck that. That's it, right there.
Yep, you
that's
win.
Like that's like a hooker paying you for sex. Oh.
You're sitting around people at a bar, people telling stories. I'm sorry. I was just going to tell a story about how a dominatrix wanted to get up all on these nuts. But no. You go ahead and tell the crazy times in Tahiti, whatever. Yeah, I'm sure it's fascinating. Well, out till 3 in the morning, goddamn, you're an animal. How do you do it?
You had sex with your wife twice in the missionary position. Oh, it was your honeymoon. Do it since then? No? I had a dominatrix.
Andy paints a very sad picture of his sex life on these podcasts.
I'm painting a sad picture of other people's sex life and just pretending that it doesn't apply to me.
You're projecting. We can tell. I'm surprised there's even a baby.
Oh.
Was God involved? Is this actually the second coming?
It was actually a turkey baster.
Oh, dude.
As Rob Williams would say, I'm in the airlock. Leave some sperm in a dish. I'll get it later.
Based on the quantity of horror coming out of my son the other day, I'm starting to lean back towards that. He's the Dark Princes.
You say princess?
Oh, so this is the Antichrist, not the Second Coming.
Yes.
So, do those happen at the same... is the Second Coming and the Antichrist both going to land on the Earth at the same time and be, like... Is Jesus just going to come back down, or is he going to get born again? Like, how does anybody know how that... right.
Well, I don't know, Tim. Noah, you tell us. You're the Antichrist.
Hey, man, I studied...
I'm not the Antichrist.
I studied different mythology in college, so... You want to know about Ragnarok, though? I'm your man.
Ragnarok, eh?
Yes. That is the last battle of the Norse gods.
Oh, I thought it was one of the villains from Galaxy Quest.
I thought it was a place in Fraggle Rock.
Did you see that Robot Chicken where they did a parody of Fraggle Rock?
Yeah, where the dog gets out. Is that what it was? No. So, what the hell happened? I did see it, but I can't remember what happened now.
Like, they hire an exterminator, or the guy and his dog hire an exterminator. They throw some dynamite in there, so it floods, so most of them die, but the rest of them flee, and they're trying to find somewhere else, and then, like, one of them gets, hit by a car or something. They're, like, called Honk Honks. He's Gobo's leading everybody from postcards from his uncle Traveling Matt, and he's like, they're called honk honk out of the way assholes. And so, like, the Fraggle who got hit by the car is like, he's like, you know, he's broken in a lot of places, he's just lying on the floor, and he's like, please, kill me. And then, like, they all just start beating the shit out of him with sticks. He's like, wait, never mind. Like, hold on, we're almost done. And they just keep beating him.
Where did they end up? They end up someplace worse, or?
Well, they ended up in another cave where they found some more radishes, but it ended up, they were drilling for oil there, and so they all got drilled out. No, they weren't drilling for oil. Someone else was drilling for oil, so they got sucked out with the oil at the very end, and they all died.
Aw, sad like cancer.
Sad like dead Fraggles.
I never watched Fraggle Rock.
I fucking loved Fraggle Rock. With a sickness.
Like, I think I saw half of an episode, and when I saw that there were little tiny guys that were, like, way smaller than these bigger guys, but then there were, like, other guys that were way bigger than them, I'm like, fuck it. This is too many changes of scale for me. Give me my Smurfs. They come in regular and three apples high, and that's it.
there was the trash heap, the all-knowing trash heap. That would give them advice for some reason.
Oh.
But they had to walk through the Gorg's yard to get to the trash heap. It's all very confusing.
You think they would get shitty advice from a trash heap?
Yeah, obviously you've made some bad decisions in your life, trash heap. You've got a busted condom in your eye.
Remember to recycle. Separate your cardboards and your cans.
This was before recycling. They didn't give a shit. Whatever, just throw it away. What's the planet going to do? Fuck it.
Don't dump oil down the drain.
Oh, yeah, bacon grease. Don't dump bacon grease down your kitchen sink.
Yep.
That was just funny how that abruptly, like, it was all, we were going along having a good time, and then it just, like, abrupt, like, all three of us were like, and no, nothing more.
And scene.
I think we were just all thinking about, yeah, that would really be a bummer. You have to call a plumber.
I have so many sink clogs at my place. Like, everywhere there's a drain, water has stopped flowing.
Oh, I noticed that in your shower when I was there. Like,
yep.
Eventually I had a little pool.
Well, that's nothing.
Waiting pool. Why don't you get some Drano?
Yeah, my pipes laugh at Drano.
Really? You've tried it?
Drano, Liquid Plumber, what's the other one? There's a third brand name. I've gotten them all.
What about Snake?
Like, I've had it with those motherfucking snakes.
In your motherfucking drain?
Yeah, that's right.
Snakes in a drain.
I had a toilet snake when we lived in Campbell. I don't know if it made the move to L.A. Because I was like, it's nasty on the bottom.
Shouldn't that be something that your landlord takes care of? Like, hey, can you have a plumber come snake our drain that's clogged?
Well, based on how quickly they jumped on the termite situation, I wasn't going to wait around.
Well, just plan ahead. Tell them now, and it'll get fixed in March.
I'll tell them it's clogged now. That way, by the time it actually gets clogged, there'll be someone here to fix it.
Sometime between the hours of 8 and 4.
Yeah, I had to take a plunger to my kitchen sink.
I hope it wasn't a used plunger.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
Well, that's what Danelle said. I'm like, I washed the sink afterwards. It's not like I just left the poo nuggets floating in there.
I hope you bleached it as well.
Oh, yeah, we have these antibacterial wipes, Clorox bleach and stuff.
People at our place are pretty responsive when we call them about stuff.
Oh, look at me. I'm Noah. I don't live in a slum.
Although at first they weren't. Like, I told them twice over the phone about some things we wanted fixed, and nothing happened, and then I wrote them a letter, and then they're on it like that.
They're like, oh, fuck, written documentation. although, Danelle and I are looking to move, so if anybody listening in L.A. knows a good, a cheap one-bedroom or two-bedroom, preferably two-bedroom apartment, maybe with some parking, let us know.
Like, you really are seriously considering moving?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's considering it, and so I'm considering it.
So it's more, you're more fine, but she's like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Well, yeah. Someone threw a, like, she saw an open apartment that was, you know, not comparable in price, but not much more than ours, and it was just way nicer, and so now she's like, well, fuck, if we can get a better place, we need to find a better place. I'm like, all right. So she's Craigslisting it every day. Where is it? Where? There's somewhere. I gotta get out of here. I just gotta get out of here. See?
I don't know how we're gonna move out of our place, because, like, normally, you know, people want you to rent pretty fast, like a couple weeks, but we have to give a month notice. Stephanie doesn't want to give a month notice before we find a place.
Well, you may just have to pay an extra month rent there after you move out.
Oh, but she doesn't want to do that either.
Okay. That is a logic puzzler. That is not one I can solve on my own.
And honestly, I don't want to pay like overlapping rent like that as either, because that's a fucking lot of money.
You can afford it, money bags with your big fancy job
and your huge swinging cock.
So I don't know. We'll see. We're not gonna move to December, but we'll see what happens when that comes along.
Did you say December?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's usually the worst month to move.
Why is that?
People don't like to move around Christmas, so there's not a lot of openings.
That's what I thought, but Stephanie, she wanted to move in December.
Okay.
Don't worry, there's plenty of foreclosures and people kicked out and people going bankrupt or people just, you know, hanging themselves due to lack of money around Christmas time. There's going to be openings. You don't worry about nothing.
I mean, we kind of found a place and we were kind of thinking about it. It wasn't, you know, ideal, but then, you know, I kind of decided against it. It was kind of like short notice, like, oh, we'd have to move, like, start packing now. And then it was also kind of small, the place. So we'll see.
I'm nodding yes.
Andy says that's the worst time to move is December. I'm just saying.
You know, there is absolutely no break from when Noah is talking to us and to when Noah is talking to Stephanie. And so sometimes I think he's just repeating shit for our benefit.
Maybe I am.
Like, yes, Noah, we know. We were here.
Like that, one week when he just started arguing with Stephanie, and we're like, what the fuck is going on?
Noah's
like,
angry.
I remember Andy said, yeah, and Noah goes, what do you mean by that?
I mean, yes.
We decided together. I'm talking to Stephanie now.
Of course you are.
Really?
Because you're not tancasting or anything. Hey, everybody. Hope you didn't vote for us. We're shit.
At least she's not yelling at me while I'm on Tancast.
This is true.
If you listen to the end, you'll see that she was not, in fact, yelling at me last time.
No, I'm not talking about you, Tim.
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
Yes. But yeah, so I would just say, Steffi's not the bad guy. We both decided not to move in November.
you two just had an argument so that she would be represented properly on Tancast.
That's right. She's like, I'm not the bad guy. I'm like, all right.
Would you like to record a little bit with her for, that we could stick on the end of this episode?
I think it's okay. I think Luke wants to get up on your wife, Tim.
Who doesn't?
Too bad. She's already settled. It's too late.
She could always trade up. She can get a new apartment. She can get a new husband.
Nope, I got documentation. The Lord and the government says she's mine.
Yes, well, apparently in California that's far more mutable than it used to be.
Mutable?
Changeable.
Why is that more mutable?
Oh, because they passed the Prop 8.
Yep.
Which has nothing to do with straight marriage.
And you're gay.
I'm not gay.
You're a little woman. Your wife had to file for a lesbian relationship.
Well, then she wouldn't be able to.
You know what I think the gays, the homosexuals should do? I think they should start a prop that will negate marriage between man and woman.
Yes.
Add to the Constitution. That would be awesome.
I like it. Well, apparently they've already started a website to remove the Mormon Church's status as a religion and thus make them having to start pay taxes.
Wow. because, I think there's enough homosexuals in California to get that prop on the bill.
Can they toss Scientology on there, too?
One thing at a time. Yeah, it's called, fuck. I forget. I got the... No, it's not called fuck. there's a website.
Fuck. It's prop fuck.
Log on to fuck.com.
Yes, on fuck.
I imagine there is a fuck.com, and I'll bet it doesn't have a whole hell of a lot to do with Mormons.
I am reaching for my keyboard. Fuck.com. It's redirecting to or loading data from prono.com. PRONNO.com.
I wonder if there's fuck.gov.
Hey, there's a whitehouse.com.
Oh, yes.
It's famous.
Made much more sense during the Clinton administration than it does now, really.
Yep.
I think Barack Obama should paint the White House black.
Yep. Oh, fuck.com timed out.
Or prono.com
timed out.
More of a coffee color.
Yes.
Or perhaps tan?
Tan.
Did I talk about here on NPR where I heard this lady, she was afraid, like, if Barack Obama became president, that black people would try to get, like, revenge on white people and start pushing them off the sidewalk and shit?
No, you did not talk about it on here, but you told me, and I put it in my act.
Like, I didn't hear that, and I've been listening to a lot of NPR recently.
This was,
it was before the election.
When we were driving to... We actually heard it when we were driving to see you, Tim.
Ah.
And she's like, I'm just afraid that black people are going to go crazy and, you know, get revenge and start pushing white people off the sidewalk. And there's a black guy that said, I understand where you're coming from. It's like, what the fuck do you understand where she's coming from? It's not like all of a sudden, like, black people can think they get away with anything. Like, oh, well, my brother's is in the house. Like, he'll pardon me.
So the joke of my act, I said, you know, the woman says that and shoving people off the sidewalk. I'm like, listen, I don't get offended often, but that is, as a black man, I found that kind of disgusting. Because why do we bother having all those meetings in secret about what we were going to do when Barack Obama became president if some bitch was going to just spill the beans before the election? Now we got to wait to 2012. Thanks a lot. Why did I engender trust in the white family I married into so I could be in place for the revolution?
I like Chris Rock's joke where he's talking about he has like a racist uncle or something. He goes, yeah, I made a white lady, but the revolution comes, I kill her first, show those crackers I mean business.
Yep.
Crackers are funny.
I like Ritz.
I have to kill her myself. I'm all black, baby. That's right.
Was that Stephanie telling you have to kill half of yourself?
Yeah.
That was for our listeners who may not have made the jump.
That was just suddenly muttering.
Pigeon. Pigeon.
She said I have to kill my mom, too.
Aw. I'm not killing my mom. I'll defend my mom.
You'll what, your mom?
Defend my mom.
Oh, okay.
You'll deflower your mom? Dude. I think someone else is already just, there.
I'm like, just by the fact that I exist, somehow that tells me that's already happened.
Turkey baster.
I don't know. The way your mom treats you, I think she thinks that you're the second coming of Christ himself.
It's because I'm fucking awesome.
You're her handsome son, Tim.
If Andy's campaign slogan is I'm always fucking right, Tim's campaign slogan is I'm fucking awesome.
And your wife is awesome.
However, the difference is mine's ironic.
Now, see, I was complimenting your wife. She's awesome.
No, no,
no.
I was saying
awesome.
That me saying I'm fucking awesome is fucking ironic.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then you said something about my wife?
Yes, I said, and your wife is awesome, and you're fucking awesome.
Oh. You know, I don't have time for your joke. I'm busy making a funny one. So.
Oh, you know what? You can eat it. You can eat,
zing!
You can eat both sets of my nuts. The regular kind that I keep out front, and then the you know, the fancy ones that I keep in the china drawer.
Oh, those are the ones your wife took away from you?
Yes, right about the time that we bought a china drawer.
Well, if you got a big house with a shit ton of rooms in it, you got to fill it with something.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, china.
Apparently, it's cabinetry and knickknacks.
Oh, goody.
No, actually, apparently it's baby clothes and baby toys and...
Cabinetry is awesome, my friend. I should say storage is awesome. I want more storage. Like,
I want my shit all laying out where I can see it.
That's how I feel, too. But Steffi's all about, it's got to be put away. No one needs to see your stuff.
But then it's a mystery, you know? We're like monkeys. You take something away from us, we think it's just disappeared. You show it to us, it didn't come back. It's a new thing.
I just don't like places where you go into someone's house and it looks sterile, like no one lives there. Like,
yeah.
Nothing's out, nothing personal. Not that that's how Stephanie is, but she's looking at me.
Don't look her in the eyes, you'll lose your soul.
What are you saying about me?
I don't know why Stephanie is Hellraiser in this reenactment. But...
what did they say in Ghostbusters?
Are you a god?
No.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
Ah.
Yeah, Zool.
That's what Noah was thinking of.
Ah.
But yeah, Steffi's very much about putting stuff away.
Then die. Speaking of putting stuff away, I think we should put this podcast away for today, and we can play with it again next week.
Oh, but I had a quick story to tell. Super quick.
Oh,
no.
Was
no
half
come
an
on.
Hour?
You're Andy. You don't have quick stories.
Suck my balls. We'd be done now if you two just shut up.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't like to talk about work stuff because, you know, work stuff is work. And this
and
is
time. All right. Thanks, Andy. We'll catch up with you next week. Apologies, Matt Damon. We ran out of time.
So I don't like to talk about work stuff, which is why I'm just going to sing a song that I made up just now. Fuck Tim, fuck Tim, fuck Tim. Fuck Tim, fuck Tim. It's
all
got
right.
A melody that you recognize, but all the
right.
Lyrics are all mine.
Work stuff, Mr. Preamble. Come on, get with it.
So, yes, just being really generic, there's a group at work that I've been, like, feuding with for, well, let's say, the last 2 years.
The Crips.
And my boss.
The McCoys.
What was that?
Sorry, go.
Shut up. And my boss, every time the feud crops up, is like, well, no, you know, benefit of the doubt, and you've got to understand, and you got to realize, and... You know, that the group means well, and it's just their situation, and blah, blah, blah. And we had somebody come over who's from the same office as the group was and sit down and talk to us and go, yeah, no, Andy's right. They're a bunch of fucktards. They don't give a shit. So my boss had to come to me this week and tell me about this meeting and go, yeah, all those times that I was telling you that you were being too hard on them, apparently you weren't. Apparently I and everyone else has been too easy on them for the last 2 years.
Amazing. That never
went,
happens
you know
in
what?
Business.
It's because I'm always fucking right.
So good night, everybody.
Andy for governor, 2010.
I did mean to say, I was very proud of your state. It was much closer than I thought it would be.
The Obama-McCain thing?
Yeah. Georgia, for a while, was a toss-up.
Yeah. And we've got a runoff where Saxby Chambliss, who is in the pocket of a bunch of big business and is in some fairly corrupt stuff. Oh, and who, if you go to his website, is like tongue in the ass of Bush. It is like, President Bush is the best president we've ever had. Wow, dude, we do not need you in Washington any longer because apparently you have been drinking the water.
Been drinking the Kool-Aid.
So he won, finger quotes, by taking a plurality of the votes, but he failed to get a majority of the votes, and therefore we're having a runoff.
So we get to punch him in the balls. And we'll tell you the results of that next week. In the meantime...
No, we won't. The runoff is in, like,
Shut
4 weeks. We'll tell you in December.
Shut up! I'm trying to sign off! So...
I don't want to set expectations. I won't be able to tell in a week.
Well, we didn't say we'd tell you accurately next week.
Oh, okay.
So,
we'll just tell you something.
Still hasn't happened yet. Tune in yet next week.
Saxby Chambliss is lost to a giant marshmallow.
Ah, there's some marshmallows in the fridge. I think I'll eat those after this. All right, so leave us some comments at tancast.com. Write us a review at iTunes or... Can you do... none of us have the Zune store. Can you write reviews in the Zune store?
I don't believe so.
A Zune marketplace?
I do. I don't believe you can.
Oh. Well, figure out a way to make that happen. dig us on Dig. And thank you to everyone who voted for us at thepodcastawards.com. By the time this goes up, we will know whether or not we won or that we didn't win. but still, your efforts are appreciated, and we thank you very much. And why is this printer going apeshit by my face?
I don't know.
Can you
hear
it?
Thank you for stroking our egos.
Yes. They are fragile and in need of stroking.
Yes.
Not unlike my balls.
It's like an arthritic kitten.
Wow.
I just drown those.
Because I can't really struggle.
Oh. Babies, it's okay. I won't let the horrible Negroes near either of you.
We're coming. We're gonna sneak in and Ocean's Eleven's your cat and then drown it.
No.
Good night, everybody. Wait, what?
Oh, no, this is... We can end it. Cut.
Okay. Hey everybody, sorry this episode is getting out so late, and sorry my voice is so soft. I have to whisper because it's 2 in the morning, and I'm at my mother-in-law's house. My mother-in-law and wife are asleep, but I just have to get this edited and get it up at some point so you guys can enjoy the fabulousness that is Tancast. Also, I wanted to let you know, in case you didn't check the website, we did not win the comedy award at podcastawards.com, but we weren't very grateful to be nominated because that's all about you, and we thank you to everybody who voted and told your friends. We really appreciate it. Sorry we couldn't come up with a win for you, but we really do appreciate your support. We'll see you next week. Tancast rules. I got nothing.